Time now for business news. On Mondays, our business report focuses on technology. The telephone is not the only way to reach out and touch someone. A growing number of people are making cheap long-distance calls using the internet and special telephone adapters. Others are talking for free, relying solely on their computers and services like Skype. Skype has become hugely popular with college kids and their parents who like to stay in touch without running up a bill. I use Skype to dial up New York Times technology writer David Pogue. He was sitting behind a computer at member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi, is this David Pogue?
Hi there.
Hi, yeah, that rings like an old-fashioned phone.
Yeah, exactly. So we're using a program called Skype. It's available for Macintosh and Windows, and it's nothing more than a tiny little program that conducts our voice across a high-speed internet connection for free. So we're bypassing the telephone system entirely. The one drawback being we have to sit in front of our computers to talk like a couple of nerds.
It was pretty simple to do, really. I just typed in your name and boom, it started ringing.
As you can imagine, Skype is extremely popular with the younger set who don't mind sitting with a headset on their laptops at college and calling around the world for free.
You know, I was going to say there's one odd thing about it. It might just be the way I'm using it is in a regular phone call, you know, I can hear you, but I could also hear myself. And right now I'm sort of not hearing myself back. Is that normal?
It's free. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did.
And also we should point out that the sound is less like a telephone and more like, you know, a high quality radio.
What is the difference, though, between Skype, which of course is free, and other companies that actually charge for internet phone service? I mean, why would you even pay for it at all if you can get it for free?
Well, there's an immense difference. The services known as voice over internet, being offered by AT&T and others, is a telephone-to-telephone service. You just pick up your phone and make phone calls as usual. And the only time you're reminded that you're not using the phone company is when you get your bill, and it's only $25 a month for as much local, regional, and long-distance calling as you care to make.
So that I don't have to have this entire conversation sitting in front of a computer, we're going to pause and actually pick you up in a studio in the traditional manner.
Hello, David Pogue.
Hi there.
Here I am in the studio, ready to continue on this conversation. So let's talk about the major players in the internet phone business.
None of them are companies you've ever heard of, Packet 8 and Broadvox and Vonage, and except for the big boys like AT&T, which is wisely getting into the business of supplying internet phone connections.
Let's talk about pros and cons. I mean, in a nutshell, somebody thinking about it, what's the best part and what are the downsides?
Well, the main thing to remember is that the internet is now your phone company. So if your cable modem service goes out, you have no telephone. Most of these services do not connect you to 411 or 911. And the third thing to remember is that when you sign up for one of these internet phone services, what they put on your cable modem is a little adapter box, and it is the brains of the operation. And what's cool is you can take that with you anywhere in the world. You can travel to Moscow, and if your next-door neighbor calls your number, it will ring in Moscow.
So what is the future of internet phone service from your perspective?
In the big picture, I believe this has got to be the future. The economic pressure is immense. I mean, come on, $20 or $25 a month at the low end compared with $60, which is the best the phone companies can do at this point. And the phone companies are justifiably sweating in their shoes right about now.
David Pogue writes about technology for the New York Times. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For more details of how internet phone calls work and a list of providers, just surf over to npr.org.